What do you expect out of the second half?
I expect more of the same. I think Lakers is going to continue to pound the outside with Hunter Sealy and then Keegan Valentine in the middle sparingly, and you're going to see him. You're going to see Wisner throw the ball a few more times. I think they really had some success there. They're going to let him do that. But when they get tighter, closer to the end zone, they got to stick to their guns. They got to run with Valentine. They got to keep Wisner running the football and Sealy. They can't be afraid of the end zone and start throwing the football. That cost them a touchdown early. And I'm surprised, though, they're very reliant on these kickers. And so far, the extra point has cost Lakers the lead. Going for two is one thing. But when you set up for an extra point, that's almost got to be a guaranteed shot, because otherwise you're better off taking your two-yard run and trying to get a two. As for Cass City, I don't foresee them throwing the football still like they have. I think they're going to continue to pound the football, pound Nick Perry, pound T.J. Moore up the middle, and continue to make the Lakers defense tackle these running backs, the explosive, strong running backs, and not so much put the ball in the hands of a freshman so often.
Kansas City won the toss to start this game and elected to defer to the second half. Let's take you around scoring around the entire region. At halftime, Marlette is being blanked by Ubley 40-0 in Ubley. Brown City beating Memphis 54-12. Sandusky leads Harbor Beach at halftime 16-14. USA over Bad Axe at the half, 14-0 USA. Vassar trails Reese 6-25. Reese with a 19-point lead at half in Reese. Then, of course, our game here, 12-12, Lakers and Cass City. Only game we have right here for you is Mayville and Morris, and Morris leads 12-6. And we apologize we didn't get this to you sooner, but Owen Gage actually won in a forfeit today as Akron Fairgrove forfeited against Owen Gage tonight. 40 seconds away from kicking off this second half. It's been quite the flurry of a game in this first half. First quarter flew right by. Second quarter was nothing but scoring. In fact, everything but a Cass City fumble and Lakers running out the clock at the end of the first half. The first four possessions of that second quarter all resulted in touchdowns. And that's how we have 24 points on the board, 12 for each team.
Yeah, and the only reason Lakers probably didn't score to make it five straight drives, they ran out of time, and a penalty there killed them. There's been a couple of very crucial penalties in this game that have really backed up and stalled out drives, and that was one of them, as Lakers got a late turnover and a chance to take the lead, and a penalty cost him there.
Number 7, Keegan Valentine, ready to kick away for the Lakers. This will be left to right across your radio. Lakers in their road, white uniforms, green numbers, green helmets with silver Laker medallions. Cass City in their home, maroon jerseys, white pants. Sandusky starting to open things up against Harbor Beach in the second half. Less than a minute into the third quarter, a 29-yard run for Sandusky puts him up 22-12. Keegan Valentine ready to kick it away from his own 40-yard line. And the second half is underway from Cass City, Michigan. It's brought into the 15-yard line, charging forward all the way out to the 30 and pushing the pile beyond the 35 all the way down to the 37-yard line is Nick Perry on the return and brought down by Taylor Cady. And Cass City will have decent field position to start the second half.
Absolutely. That's a good return for Cass City. And picking up right where they left off, giving themselves good field position, and hopefully now a chance for them to get in the end zone once again.
11:53 is left in the third quarter. T formation for Cass City. It's a handoff to T.J. Moore right up the gut. He gets out to just shy of the 40-yard line for a gain of 2 on the play. Second down, 8 to go, as that pile still is cleaning up. In the bottom of that pile, though, is Keegan Valentine for the Lakers.
Shocker there is that Keegan Valentine in on another tackle. Again, as he collapses on that quick handoff, reading it well, getting in and stopping him after a short gain. And so far, just what we kind of figured, you're going to see Cass City with these bigger backs run powerfully up the middle and try and force Lakers to tackle him.
11:15 left in the third, despite the scoreboard showing the second. Cuthrell handing it off to Brad Hacker, trying to go on the left end, and Lakers is quick to swarm to the ball at the 43-yard line. That's Brad Hacker brought down by number 89, Travis Deering, the linebacker for the Green and White. Steps a third down and manageable. Four to go. First down marker as at the Cass City 47.
Well, T.J. Moore got it on first down. Brad Hacker on second down. So my prediction is Nick Perry's going to get the handoff here on third down.
I like your odds. 10:45 left in the second quarter. 12-12. Cass City and Lakers all tied up. T formation working off the left hash. Inside it by about 3 yards. Moving right to left across the Raider. Brad Hacker on the carry. Brought down to the 42-yard line by number 4, Zach Gersenberger, and number 89, Travis Deering. But we have a flag on the tackle.
Oh, that's a bad penalty there, Clark, and an unfortunate one because it almost has to be a face mask on Lakers. But that play was going nowhere, totally unnecessary to be anywhere near the face mask. But I believe for them, fortunately, it's only a 5-yard variety.
5-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. And they are marking this one off at the 46-yard line. So it's from the spot of the foul. And it is brings up third down.
Should replay the down, correct?
Yes. Third and 2 yards to go. Or the 46, they need to get, well, actually almost a yard. Fourth and a yard to go. They need to get to the 47-yard line. They send it to the 46. 10.5 left in the third quarter, 12-12.
Right, and keep in mind there's two different varieties of face mask penalties. One is when they grab the face mask, which is just 5 yards. If they pull them to the ground with the face mask, then it's a personal foul in 15 yards. This one, he just grabbed onto it, didn't use it to pull the running back down.
Lakers bringing the blitz, handoff to number 3, Nick Perry, breaking free of his first tackle and dragging defenders all the way to midfield for a 4-yard gain. And brought down by Brady Wren off the defensive line for Lakers. And not until after enough to move the chains into Laker territory. They're going to put them down at the 49-yard line of the green and white. A 4 or 5 yard gain. First and 10 for the Cass City Redhawks.
And there's been a decent amount of penalties in this game, but they've been crucial in deciding what happens. And in this play, it was going to be fourth down and quite long for Cass City, which turns into third and short, and now a first down. As Nick Perry, that's T.J. Moore.
T.J. Moore breaking free. He's down to the 30, to the 25, to the far sideline, down to the 10, showing his afterburners. Touchdown, Cass City. T.J. Moore breaks free for 49 yards. On a first and 10, and then some in a whole bag of chips. Cass City out with a 6-point lead yet again. 9:50 left in the second quarter. It's Cass City 18, Lakers 12.
Yeah, and what a run as TJ Moore gets through that line of scrimmage, and he kicks it out to the right sideline. The run goes to the left. He reverses field to the right, and for a big guy, he shows off that speed and runs by everyone on the Lakers secondary into the end zone to take the lead. Cass City at home here reclaims the lead. 2-point conversion coming up.
T formation, it's a pitch out to Brad Hacker, trying to cut the corner. He gets in, yes. 2-point conversion is good. Cass City leads by 8, Cass City 20, Lakers 12 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Dearest Colette, it has been a fortnight since I last received your correspondence, and I have treasured it deeply. I write to you now in the hopes that this message receives you well, though I know not when or even if you shall receive it. Lord willing, then my love shall reach you. Sincerely, Reginald. And now hit send. What? No bars? No! No! Oh, no!
Is your outdated phone or inconsistent cell service making you feel out of touch with the modern world? It's time to leap into the future with 4G LTE service from Thumb Cellular. The guaranteed best coverage and most dependable service throughout the Thumb area, the latest smartphones, and local offices you can stop into in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit Thumb Cellular today, and then you'll know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
Cass City leads by 8 points, 20-12, 9:50 in the third quarter. The drive covered 63 yards in 2 minutes and 10 seconds off the clock for the score from T.J. Moore for 49 yards. As a squib kick and it was a pooch kick out to the 29-yard line, Lakers is able to grab it and gets all the way out to about the 34-yard line before he's brought down by Lucas Stern of Cass City. It's a big scrum at the end of that tackle as well. As this game, a lot of emotions are on the line. These two classic rivals in the West. And it's going to be first and 10 for the